Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lead Engaging Meetings by Jeff Shannon is a practical playbook for turning routine gatherings into focused, high-participation sessions that produce clear outcomes. Aimed at managers, team leads, project owners, and anyone who finds themselves scheduling calls that drift, stall, or end without decisions, the book centers on the meeting as a tool that can be designed, facilitated, and continuously improved. Rather than treating engagement as a personality trait, it frames participation as the result of structure, clarity, and intentional facilitation. Readers can expect guidance on preparing with purpose, defining roles, setting expectations, and using simple techniques to keep discussion on track while still inviting diverse viewpoints. The book also addresses common frustrations such as side conversations, dominant voices, silent attendees, unclear next steps, and meeting overload. By focusing on concrete methods and repeatable habits, it positions better meetings as a leverage point for stronger collaboration, higher accountability, and more effective execution across teams. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, design meetings around purpose and outcomes. A central idea in the book is that engaging meetings begin before anyone joins the room or the video call. The author emphasizes starting with a clear purpose and translating it into specific outcomes such as a decision, a plan, alignment on priorities, or a solved problem. When the desired outcome is defined, it becomes easier to decide whether a meeting is even necessary, who truly needs to attend, and how much time to allocate. This topic also includes practical planning elements like building an agenda that supports the outcome, sequencing items so early minutes create momentum, and allocating time intentionally rather than stuffing every topic into a single slot. It highlights the value of setting expectations in advance, including what preparation is required, what information will be reviewed, and what participants should be ready to contribute. By shifting focus from holding a meeting to producing an outcome, the approach reduces wasted time and improves engagement because attendees understand why they are there and what success looks like. The meeting becomes a designed experience with a clear destination. Secondly, facilitate participation and balance voices. The book focuses on participation as something a facilitator can actively shape, not something that randomly happens. This topic covers how to create an environment where people feel invited and safe to contribute, while also preventing a few voices from dominating. The author encourages using straightforward facilitation techniques, such as directing questions to the group, inviting input from quieter members, and using structured rounds where each person has a brief chance to speak. Another emphasis is listening for what is not being said, noticing when the conversation becomes narrow, and surfacing alternative viewpoints before a decision hardens. The book also addresses managing common dynamics like sidetracking, status updates that crowd out discussion, and participants who multitask. Practical tactics include summarizing periodically, capturing key points visibly, and restating the question when discussion drifts. The overall message is that engagement increases when people see their input is requested, respected, and used. By balancing airtime and clarifying the kind of contributions needed, meetings become more collaborative and less performative. Thirdly, keep meetings efficient with structure and time discipline. Engagement often drops when meetings feel endless or repetitive, so the book emphasizes disciplined structure. This topic explores methods to keep time under control without becoming rigid or shutting down meaningful discussion. The author highlights starting and ending on time as a credibility builder and using time boxes to protect focus. Clear transitions between agenda items help participants reset attention and understand what is being decided versus what is being discussed. The book also encourages reducing meeting bloat by separating information sharing from decision-making, for example, by sending pre-reads or asynchronous updates when possible. Another structural element is clarifying roles during the meeting, including who is facilitating, who is presenting, who is documenting, and who has decision authority. When these roles are explicit, participants can engage with less confusion and fewer interruptions. The book treats meeting efficiency as more than speed. It is about minimizing friction, reducing rehashing, and ensuring that time spent together is used for the parts that truly require group interaction. The result is meetings that feel purposeful and energizing rather than draining. Fourthly, drive decisions and accountability with clear next steps. A frequent complaint about meetings is that they end without clarity, so the book emphasizes converting discussion into decisions and commitments. This topic covers how to recognize when the group is ready to decide, how to summarize options, and how to confirm the decision in a way that everyone understands. It also stresses making action items concrete by specifying owner, scope, due date, and success criteria. The author's practical orientation highlights that accountability is not about pressure, it is about removing ambiguity. When responsibilities are explicit, participants can follow through without repeatedly asking what was agreed. The book also encourages capturing open questions, parking lot items, and risks so they do not disappear after the call. Follow-up is presented as part of facilitation, with a brief recap sent afterward and a method for checking progress in the next relevant forum. By consistently closing the loop, meetings build trust and become a reliable engine for execution. People stay engaged because they can see that the meeting produces real movement, not just conversation. Lastly, build a sustainable meeting culture and improve over time. Beyond individual sessions, the book points toward creating a broader meeting culture where engagement and effectiveness are normal expectations. This topic emphasizes treating meetings as a system that can be refined through feedback and simple metrics. The author encourages leaders to notice patterns such as recurring agenda items with no progress, frequent attendee confusion, or meetings that exist by habit rather than need. By periodically reviewing which meetings are valuable and which should be redesigned, combined, shortened, or eliminated, teams can reclaim time and attention. The book also supports continuous improvement practices like quick end-of-meeting checkouts to learn what worked, what did not, and what to change next time. Another element is aligning meeting types to their purpose, such as planning, decision-making, problem-solving, or team connection, and selecting appropriate formats for each. Over time, this reduces frustration and increases participation because people know what to expect and how to contribute. The overall message is that better meetings are a compounding advantage, strengthening communication, trust, and execution across the organization. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, team leads, project managers, startup founders, and cross-functional contributors who run recurring meetings and want more energy, clarity, and results. It is also valuable for individual contributors who want to influence meeting quality even when they are not the formal leader, because many of the practices relate to preparation, participation, and follow-through. The benefit to a reader's life is practical: fewer wasted hours, less frustration, and more confidence when bringing people together to solve problems. By learning to define outcomes, guide discussion, and close with clear commitments, readers can reduce meeting fatigue while increasing team alignment and momentum. Compared with many books that focus mainly on leadership theory or abstract communication principles, this guide stands out for its meeting-specific emphasis and action-oriented framing. It treats engagement as something you can design through roles, agenda discipline, facilitation habits, and accountability. If you want meetings that produce decisions, encourage broad participation, and respect everyone's time, this is a worthwhile purchase because it provides a repeatable approach you can apply immediately across in-person, hybrid, and remote settings. If you would like to support Jeff Shannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.